Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking boxing, the year-end awards, what's 2015 looking like for the world of boxing, and of course, UFC 182 tonight. John Jones going to get licked by Daniel Cormier, the underdog, of course, the undefeated wrestling superstar out of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in the Silicon Valley, USA. Straight up, Cormier, a slight underdog tonight, but he's undefeated, never lost, never been taken off his feet. And guess what? Unless John Jones can land some tremendous uppercuts, I'm talking about punches and or knees, it's going to be all over for John Jones as far as his light heavyweight title run's concerned in the UFC. Straight up, big main event tonight, UFC 182. Kyle Kingsbury, the retired UFC fighter, will be here probably in about 35 minutes. Talk about the entire card, UFC 182 live tonight. Of course, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. That's the pay-per-view card. 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time, live on Fox Sports 1. They're going to open the show up with prelims. That's how they sort of get you. They tease you. They show you some good fights, and then they say, time to pay, time to pay. Then you go to your internet website, and you watch for free. Oh, just kidding. Sorry, Dana. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide Boxing. This segment, we'll talk about the fights that took place this week. About 20 minutes after, we'll go to Kevin Perry to talk about the 2015 year and how that looks. And then, of course, at 10:35, make it 11:35, 35 minutes past the hour. When am I staggering? We will talk with Kyle Kingsbury about UFC 182. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
12 and a half minutes past the hour. You know that Bobby Slayton skit there about the death penalty? Talking about that guy Hinckley that shot at Reagan. He was insane at the time, so they didn't kill him back then. Now he's been ruled sane so they can release him from jail because his mama's got money. And he's been getting these conjugal visits. He's been going home on the weekends for years. The guy shot at the President of the United States. And he walks because he maybe the right complexion, the right connection, lots of money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Enough of that. We're talking boxing, of course, tonight. Not a whole lot on the boxing schedule. Of course, the year is just starting, and the year is just coming to an end in the world of some people. But, of course, the next Showtime card will be January the 9th. Fox Sports 1 is going to go January the 9th, as will ESPN 2. So three cards this upcoming Friday night. Of course, ESPN 2 kicking off their 2015 season. Darlys Perez versus Jonathan Marcelo. Marcelo says he's going to win. We'll see what happens there. Straight up. It's been a pretty good week as far as boxing is concerned. If you've got an internet website, you know how to go up there and watch the fights on the other side of the pond. I'm talking about Guillermo Rigondeaux. Of course, the undefeated 15-0 now, 10 knockouts, the 122-pound WBO-WBA champion, the former Cuban two-time Olympic gold medalist. Of course, he got dropped a couple times by a guy that wasn't supposed to drop him, but Hayashi Amagasa, now 28-5-2, 19 KOs, was stopped. I'm not too big on Guillermo Rigondeaux anymore because he keeps going down. It's like the Otis elevator, man. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Eventually, somebody's going to keep him on the floor. Speaking of that guy that could probably keep him on the floor, how about Nicholas Walters? That guy's a monster at 122. Okay, him and Rigondeaux. Rigondeaux says he has nobody to fight. Yeah, fight that guy. That would be something. In fact, I think Fight News called the Rigondeaux, knockout of Victor Arcinian by the man from the Walters as the fight of the year, the knockout of the year. Why not? KO5. It was a pretty good knockout. But, you know, Victor Arcinian long in the tooth, but the spectacular way in which he took care of business. I mean, this Nicholas Walters is the real deal. I think he's like 26-0 with 22 knockouts, something like that. Of course, some of the other knockouts of the year. Andy Lee knocking out. How about Korobev? Him beating Korobev didn't knock him out, I mean, flat or anything like that. But, man, him beating Korobev, that had to be like one of the upsets of the year. Andy Lee, a big puncher with the right hand, that right hook, he can punch with that right hook. But, you know, I don't know. He's only lost one fight. He lost to Chavez. And Chavez was probably 190 pounds at the time, and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. So, he avenged that one loss, the other loss to Brian Vera. So he's essentially only lost one fight to a guy that was a cruiserweight. So Andy Lee, maybe he is the talent that Emmanuel Stewart thought he was, although I always thought Emmanuel vastly overrated the young man. I really did. I mean, I thought that Emmanuel was, I don't mean in love with him, but, you know, just like, Emmanuel had a lot of feelings for guys. And I don't mean that in a negative way or any gay way or anything like that, but he was a warm guy.
and he would see past your technical flaws and your inadequacies and your personality defects and things like that, and he would get to you the person. And he did this with a lot of people. And sometimes when you do that, you tend to how could I put this? Not see the forest through the trees, something like that. Anyway, Octavio Lara. I mean, that was the kid that was like an incredible amateur, and of course, he fell into the gang life in Detroit. Emmanuel spent like $300,000 or $400,000 on that kid. Okay, and he just fell apart. Got beat up in the pros by guys that shouldn't have got beat up by. Some guys just don't have it, and Emmanuel didn't see it there. I mean, he thought that kid was like, he took that kid everywhere he went. I mean, I see Emmanuel in L.A., in Big Bear, in Phoenix, in Vegas, in Chicago, in Detroit. Lara was always there. That kid was always there, man. Why? Because we thought he was going to be the next Oscar De La Hoya. We really thought that he could really, I mean, he showed all the skills as an amateur that you would want to see in a champion pro. But he didn't have the dedication. And once he got a little bit of money and, of course, had girlfriends ruin a lot of fighters. But girlfriends in the street, they ruined that kid. But Andy Lee, I don't know. Maybe he'll live up to the potential that Emmanuel Stewart thought that he deserves. Anyway, Vladimir Klitschko's knocked out of Pulev earlier in the year. Kubrat Pulev, of course, the undefeated Bulgarian. Pretty good there. But I go with Walters. You know, Walters, hey, man, the fight that we really want to see, the fight that we really, really, really want to see, okay, is this Nicholas Walters against Guillermo Rigondeaux. I mean, I just got a tweet on it. You're right. That's what we want to see. Of course, Daniel Gill was knocked out this year by Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin knocking out three guys. And Daniel Gill was an A fighter, so that probably makes him Fighter of the Year in my mind, although Walters would probably be a close second. But straight up Fighter of the Year, no doubt, Gennady Golovkin, 31-0, 28 knockouts. Going to fight in February against Martin Murray on HBO from Monaco. We'll see what happens there. Try to get the kid on the air in the next week or so before he leaves for Across the Pond, because his English is getting better, and he's a pretty colorful guy. I think even more colorful would be like Sergey Kovalev. I talked to the publicist, and she says, oh, we're going to get back to you. We're going to get back to you. They never get back to me. So I don't know what's going on with that. Back in the days when Donald Trembley was the publicist for Main Events and the Duva lady, Kathy Duva, in Main Events, I mean, things got done. This chick's doing things. I don't know. I'm no knock on her or anything like that, but, you know, she seems to be totally impotent. And I don't mean that in a nasty way or anything like that, but she just seems to be, I mean, I'll get you this interview. And she calls the next day, that's not going to happen. Then weeks later, I'll get you this interview. That's not going to happen. So anyway, she's been disappointing, to say the least. That is the new publicist with Main Events. Donald Tremblay, where are you? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Rigondeaux going across the pond to fight. But the guy that really stole the show on that Rigondeaux show, I mean, he's 8-0, 7 knockouts. I mean, this guy, I don't know, man. He just might be the best fighter to come out of Japan in a long, long time. Not that a lot of great, great fighters come out of there, but good fighters come out of there. This guy might be great. Nanya Inoue, sort of like the senator, former senator that passed away from Hawaii, Inoue. Anyway, 8-0, 7 knockouts, 115 pounds. Moved up two weight classes from 107 pounds, went past 112, went to 115, and just beat up on Omar Navarez. I mean, Navarez was a pretty good fighter. I mean, he lost to Neonito Donaire at 118 pounds, but that's because he was a 115-pounder. But this Japanese kid put such a beating on him, man. The fight was called a 3 minutes and 1 second. 3 minutes and 1 second, yeah, that's right. When a guy goes down, the count continues, and the count go past 3 minutes sometimes. This one, it went 3 minutes and 1 second of the second round. That was, of course, in Tokyo, Japan this week. And you got to give these people Inoue. That's what you want to see. Inoue. That's going to be the guy. I think this will be a guy from Japan to come over here and become a superstar here in the United States. Well, Leo Santa Cruz, the 122-pound title holder, another guy that Guillermo Rigondeaux should be hooking up with. Anyway, he's a WBC guy. He's 28-0 with a draw and 16 wax. He's going to fight Jesus Estrella Ruiz, 33-5, 5 draws, 22 KOs. Any guy with 5 draws, I'm sort of suspect of. 5 draws, come on. 5 even fights. How often is a fight even, let alone 5 times? So that means he either got screwed in a lot of fights or he got the benefit of the doubt in a lot of fights, one way or the other. Straight up, Leo Santa Cruz, I don't know. I want to see him. Those top 3 guys, listen, if there wasn't the Cold War going on between Al Haymon and Golden Boy and Top Rank and all these people, these good guys would be fighting each other and boxing would be in a better place. I mean, I think the Jim Lampley of HBO named that Al Heyman Man of the Year for boxing. He said it in a facetious way because Heyman seems to be the guy standing in the way, the impediment of all these great matches. I mean, so what's he going to do? I don't know. He's talked about getting his own network. He's talked about going to NBC. He's not a dumb guy. He signed a lot of guys. He's overpaying some guys. He's underpaying other guys, but he's overpaying some guys. I know a guy that got over 150 grand for an ESPN fight, and that's usually not the story. You usually get about 40 grand for those fights, so Al gave him 100 and a half. Al can pay. Sometimes Al pays better than everybody else. But then again, if you don't get the fights and you're not active, what good is it to be somebody's client? Like Don King. Remember when Don had every fighter in the world? He didn't have enough shows for the fighters. So some fighters would like go, you know, die on the shelf. Okay? That's what's going to happen with the Heyman guys. These young guys are going to die on the shelf. And boxers are going to look back at 2014, 2013 and say, you know, this Al Heyman guy, I don't know if he was good for the sport. Bring back the great Don King. Don's the guy. Of course, Don coming back in January with Deontay Wilder and Berman Stiverne for the WBC heavyweight title. Of course, Berman Stiverne, the young man, 35 years old, and the 33 years old, out of Haiti originally, and then he went to Canada, and now he's in the United States. I think he licks Deontay Wilder if he can do, if he can shore up those defensive, insufficiencies. He's got all kinds of problems there, man. He holds that left hand way too low. Larry Holmes talked about it on the show. Don King talked about it on the show. It's just when you hold your hands that low, you're asking for problems. You are definitely asking for problems. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Going to take a station break in a second. Expect Kevin Perry to be on the other end of the line when we come back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, do so. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app. You can take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go on your tablet or your portable device, whatever it happens to be, your phone, all that kind of good stuff. Okay, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Can you roll that? Thank you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left. You don't step left. You push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud.
Let my girl do her thing here. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great Darlene Love. Saw her this past summer here in the city by the bay, San Francisco. Man, 72, 73 years old. Still hot. Still hot. Still hot. Still got the chops. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, your inside look into the world of boxing. In about 9, 10 minutes, we'll switch gears. We'll go to the world of MMA and bring in the King, Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, the retired UFC light heavyweight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and of course Sirius XM Satellite Radio and the American Forces Network. So lots of platforms there, iTunes, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I go on and on. Anyway, the bottom line is the guy that helps me with the website is on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm talking about Mr. Kevin Perry. KP, how are you today, sir?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Ready to revamp the website, Kev. I'm going to send you a letter on tomorrow. I'm going to all these different plans I've got. And 2015, we're going to do different things in a different way. I hope you're on board with this, and we'll see what happens. 2014, Fighter of the Year, Gennady Golovkin, 31-0, 28 KOs. Tell me your choice.
I think my choice was probably between I kind of lean towards Nicholas Walters. I have Terrence Crawford right up there with him, and Triple G, he's up there. The only problem I kind of had was the fight against Gil, even though that was a great win. Gil was coming off of a loss against Darren Barker, who's not really a world beater by any means. So this win's somewhat suspect, but it was impressive. But I got to lean towards Walters. I mean, those two knockouts this year, I mean, both of them were just stunning knockouts. I mean, they really put his name on the map.
There's no bias there, is there? I think, isn't he from your neck of the woods?
Well, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of bias there, but at the same time, I mean, two great opponents. Well, D'Artagnan was kind of be past his prime, but knocking out Nonino Denaire, a guy who's never been stopped the way he did to win the title, is definitely a huge accomplishment, in my opinion.
Okay. Mikey Garcia, Andre Ward, two fighters who were our hot fighters in their division, but yet we don't see either of them. Let's go with Andre Ward first. Is this career over with?
I don't know. I mean,
No, it's a yes or no. Kev, that's a yes or a no type of thing. We're not going to do the either or
no. I don't think his career is over with, right. But you got to fight within the next 6 months to really put his name back out there.
He hasn't fought in over a year. I mean, he's a light hit, the super middleweight champion of the world, the Super 6 tournament winner, all that kind of good stuff. I think he lost his zeal for fighting. If he hadn't lost his zeal for fighting, he would have found a way to get back in that ring and put the money aside for goosing or argue about the money later through litigation. Or you see what I'm trying to say? There are ways he could have continued to fight, I think, if he wanted to, and I think he chose not to.
Well, I mean, you got a point, but it's hard for a guy to fight for a promoter that he's actually in litigation with. I mean, it's somewhat of a conflict of interest. And also, I think the big problem with Andre Ward is, who does he fight? I mean, he's been off for a year. HBO is not really willing to give him a tune-up bout, and he's not going to go in and fight a killer from the get-go. without, you know, kind of having a warm-up bout. And is HBO going to pay for that? So, I mean, that's the real big question here. Who is he going to fight when he comes back? Because he's not going to fight Sergey Kovalev. Kovalev's fighting in March. And he's not going to fight Triple G. So what credible opponents are there that HBO is going to approve for him to fight? I think that's the biggest question for Andre Ward.
You know, why should he have a tune-up? If he's such a great fighter, Olympic gold medalist, the world champion, why should he have a tune-up? When these guys are only fighting one or two times a year, why should he be given a gimme fight if they're only going to fight once or twice a year? I'm not with that. I'm sorry, me and Larry Murch are on the same page here. We think guys should, every time out, at this stage, not this isn't like Duran when he fought four or five times a year, or Leonard when he fought three or four times a year. These guys are fighting once or twice a year, Kev. I think they should fight real guys each time.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think if Ward does want a gimme bout, I think he could fight it on a smaller platform. You could put him on maybe Fox Sports 1 or one of these other smaller networks. He's not going to get paid the money he wants, but at the same time, he's got to keep his name in the spotlight. And he's got to fight. I mean, that's the most important thing. And when you're commanding over $1 million a fight, I mean, you got to fight, you know, world-class opponents. And I think that's what the real problem is here. Most fighters don't want to take a pay cut to fight tune-up bouts. And that's what the real issue is in professional boxing today at the world-class level.
Mikey Garcia watching his career waste away too, or what?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know what his legal situation is. But I think from what I hear from his problem is he wants to get paid a lot of money, and he's not a draw. I mean, he can't draw anywhere for that matter. He's a Mexican-American fighter, but for some reason he just doesn't cross over to the Mexican-American fans or the Mexican fans. So I just – his style, I mean, he's a pretty decent puncher, but he's more of a counter puncher, so he doesn't have the style that appeals to the majority of the Mexican or Latino fans that are out there that pretty much are the ones that are the biggest demographic in boxing.
Okay. You mentioned Terrence Crawford earlier, the undefeated lad, WBO champion from Omaha, Nebraska, or that lady told me from Sun World Airlines, Omaha, Nebraska. Undefeated, looking good, seems to be improving in each fight. Is he moving up in weight? Because he looks awful big for 135.
I believe he's moving up to 140. And I think the biggest issue there, him moving up to 140, is I don't know how many fighters top rank has. I mean, I think they got guys around that weight like Brandon Rios and Mike Alvarado. I can't really think of too many other guys, so I'm not sure who he's going to fight. I think they're talking about a fight with him and Mikey Garcia, but the problem with Garcia is he's pretty much disappeared off, you know, off the map, so... who knows if that's ever going to happen. So it's just going to be interesting to see who they can match him up with. It's going to be a credible fight that they could put on HBO.
Miguel Cotto told me in Cartagena, Colombia, poolside, I guess it was 2010. I think it was 2010. He told me that he's not into any more wars. He doesn't want a war anymore. He's really concerned about his health, and he's got his family and his beautiful wife. His wife is a very stunning woman. And he's got beautiful kids and things like that, you know. And now he's talking about fighting Canelo Alvarez. He seems to be hedging as far as signing that's concerned. If he doesn't fight Alvarez, he's headed for some serious hurt with Gennady Golovkin. Can we agree on that?
Well, that fight's not going to happen. I'll tell you that now. I think what Cotto is trying to do is he might fight Alvarez. I mean, that's possible. But I really think there's a possibility that he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. Because I don't think this whole thing with Pacquiao looks like it's going to be ironed out. I think Floyd is dictating, wants to dictate all the terms. And with Bob Arum involved, I mean, you know that's not going to happen. So, you know, both sides got to give a little bit concession-wise to make this fight happen. I mean, the fact that Floyd wants to offer Manny Pacquiao $40 million for a fight that's possibly going to eclipse $200 million in revenue, that's just not going to fly. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But I think if that fight doesn't happen, Mayweather-Pacquiao, I think the probably a credible opponent is Floyd against Cotto. We'll see what weight that fight could take place at. I mean, I think it should be for the middleweight title. I don't know why Floyd is so reluctant to move up and in weight.
Because he has no stones. Why does he keep fighting guys like Marcos Medina twice in succession? Because he wants to fight guys that are less. He doesn't want to get... Listen, we talked about this a long time ago. I'm going to cut you off because I got a commercial coming up, Kev. But we talked about this a long time ago. It's never been about legacy. It's always been about what? Money.
I agree 100%. And, you know, but when you're Floyd Mayweather and you're the guy that's the cash cow, as he would say, you can kind of dictate to your opponents what you want. And if it becomes a problem because some of these guys he's trying to dictate to don't want to be dictated to. But when you're fighting guys like Marcos Maidana, I mean, you could pretty much give that guy crumbs to fight you. So that's the route Mayweather's going to go. He wants all the money, and he's somewhat, for the most part, earned it in my book. But
good
I
enough.
Would like to see him concede a little bit to make the fight with Pacquiao happen.
Got to run, Kevin Perry. Good call. Talk to you soon. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Shifting gears, coming up, MMA, UFC 182, and, of course, Mr. Kyle Kingsbury.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Keith, when you think back over your long and successful career, what are the things that mean the most to Keith Jackson?
Being able to assess the values of the local people, and I felt that doing college football was a blessing for me because it gave me a chance to walk the streets of Middle America and talk to the people who work 12 hours, 14 hours a day for a living. Little things like that.
These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Joe Buck joins us on Sports Byline, play-by-play broadcaster for the Fox Sports Network. You know, when I was thinking about you, I wondered if you felt any pressure at all about going into broadcasting. You were following in the footsteps of your father, who was a Hall of Fame broadcaster. How did you approach the whole situation, Joe?
I think I would have felt pressure if he had pushed me into it. And he was just the type father. And I had so much respect for him, so much respect for what he did. I saw how happy it made him. I just naturally wanted to go into it.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
This new year at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. And with deals like an Epiphone acoustic guitar for only $89, Ernie Ball M-Steel guitar strings, two for $20, 25% off Mogami silver cables, and savings up to 60% off gear throughout the store, there's never been a better time to play music. Expert advice, the best selection, and unbeatable prices. This New Year's weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
He is the super fly of guests when it comes to the world of MMA in my mind. Of course, talk about the King, Kyle Kingsbury. Triple K, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you, my friend?
Doing just fine, man. Of course, we are just hours away from Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier. And, of course, You're still going with? I'm going with Cormier still. You still with Daniel?
Oh, no question. No question.
Okay, I was talking with Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer radio show a little bit earlier today, and of course he's with Cormier. So I guess there are some of us that that can see the forest through the trees, man. I think this is going to be a fight in which Daniel Cormier's wrestling base is going to be the dominant factor, and I think that the only way that John Jones could really win is to hit Daniel Cormier with uppercuts and coming up with knees, because I think Cormier is going to be coming in a crouched position. So outside of that, I don't know. I don't see. It doesn't look good for John Jones.
I definitely feel on the same page with you here. I think a lot of people do. You know, Vegas only has Cormier at +145, so it's damn near even odds, especially when you consider the length of time John Jones has been champ and how he's beat these guys. So for Cormier to come in at +145, the world kind of knows what's going to happen here. And Cormier's got power in his hands. He's knocked out Bigfoot Silva. He's dropped some big heavyweight guys when he's fighting that heavyweight. He's got a pressure game that's going to move Jones back. And, yeah, like you said, it's going to come down to the Muay Thai of Jones. That's really where what will negate some of his wrestling if he can do that. That's where the fight will be won and lost.
Former UFC champion, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Josh Barnett. He told me, he said, you know, this Daniel Cormier guy, he's just too small for me. I said, really? Well, yeah, okay. And he got licked like a stamp. Okay. Then, of course, Frank Mir was in this, right, sitting right across from me here in the studio. Said the same thing. This guy's in the wrong weight class. Well, he was licking heavyweights. Now he's down to his real weight. I think that John Jones and Daniel Cormier are probably going to be the fight of the year. Brian Alvarez thinks this will be the number one pay-per-view of the year outside of Mayweather and Pacquiao. You think he's right?
I think he's right. And then when DC beats him and they have a rematch towards the end of the year, that's the only thing that's going to top it.
Good enough. Speaking of topping it, what does Chris Weidman have to do to break out of that fluke? I mean, everybody's calling them the master of the fluke, you know, breaking Anderson Silva's leg and knocking him out. And the first time they were both flukes. I mean, when's he going to get his props?
I think it's going to take a third time taking out Anderson, you know, because it doesn't matter who else he beats. He beats Machida again. If he beats Vitor, it doesn't matter. You know, everybody wants to see him have a so-called legitimate victory over Anderson Silva. And, you know, he knocks him out again, they'll say he clipped him, whatever. But three wins against Anderson is what it's going to take, apparently.
Either that or, and it's got to be, it can't be close. It's got to be one of those things where he goes out there and makes a statement again, because if it's anything close, I mean, these people have still got, some of people still have Anderson Silva rated on their pound-for-pound list over Chris Weidman.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Of course, Donald Cerrone and Miles Jury are going to be the lightweight co-main event tonight. Yeah, I'm not too hot on that one, but the Hector Lombard and Josh Berkman fight, I'm sort of hot on that. What do you think?
See, I'm definitely hot on. I'm hot on both those fights. So I agree with you about Lombard and Berkman. I think that's going to be a great fight that Lombard wins. But I am really excited to see Donald Cerrone fight. Every time he fights, it's awesome. I think Miles Jury is a guy that's not incredibly well known, but he always brings it. He's got good wrestling. He's training down in San Diego, and both these guys are gifted on the ground as well. I give a slight advantage in striking and ground game to Cerrone, but I think it's going to be a phenomenal fight.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. Of course, you can find him at Facebook.com, Kyle Kingsbury. Brad Tavares and Nate Marquardt. Is Marquardt now the gatekeeper at 185 pounds or what?
You know, I'm not sure. Like we said in the past, we don't know which Nate's going to show up. Sometimes he shows up and he just blows us away. Other times he shows up and it's like, man, I did not see that coming. He just gets smoked. So it really depends, you know, which Nate's going to fight tonight, but he's always fun to watch.
What have you watched the new flyweight Adam weight, whatever they're talking about, these lightweights with the UFC? The girls have got like 125 pound weight class now. I'm really high on that, because that's where beautiful women sort of go. 125, 115, right around there. I mean, you don't see too many beautiful women running around at 185.
Completely agree, Pedro. Completely agree.
You know, I mean, so somebody said to me the other day, why don't they have like a middleweight class in the women's division of UFC? Do you really want to see 185 pound? I don't think so. Of course, that's UFC 182 tonight. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. Are there any? I'm looking at these other fights. Evan Durham always puts up a good fight. He's taking on Rodrigo Dam on the Fox Sports 1 undercard. And of course, the preliminary card starts on UFC Fight Pass, and that starts at like 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. Do you have Fight Pass, Kyle?
You know, I did for a while, and then I think I had like a trial that was going, and then they wanted to start charging me, so I didn't re-sign.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna be real frank right now, and I think Paco Valcarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, sort of let the cat out of the bag on the show a couple weeks ago. There's not a fight you can't watch on the internet. I mean, if you know how to listen to Russian and don't mind watching a fight in Pakistani and things like that, I mean, you can watch most of these fights on the internet. And I'll tell you the truth, that's what I tend to do, Kyle. I don't want to spend the big money.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, you know, the truth is, too, everyone's buying pay-per-views. People are, you know, there's money being made. You know what I'm saying? So if you got to, you know, watch for some fights you missed occasionally, you know, I don't, you know, some nights I'm working, I miss the fight, might download them the next day, that kind of thing. That's the way that it goes, you know?
Okay. Lyoto Machida didn't take too much time to take care of Mr. Cibe Dolloway there. Machida back at 185. Is he the real deal? Is he going to be a good challenge for Weidman or what?
Man, he really is. I mean, he gave Weidman everything Weidman can handle. Weidman won that fight. But, you know, and CB Dolloway is a good friend of mine. I trained with him. We went to Afghanistan together recently. He's an awesome dude. He had to go down to Brazil up against, you know, a top three guy and fight him in his own backyard. And you just look at that fight and you say, you know, that kick to the breadbasket from Machida is the same thing as Mike Tyson clipping your chin. I mean, that is as razor sharp as it gets from one of the greatest of all time. And you can't look at CB and say, oh, man, the guy's a loser. He didn't deserve to be there or anything like that. I mean, he got caught by one of the fastest kicking guys in the history of the UFC with a perfectly placed shot.
What was Afghanistan like?
Afghanistan was awesome, really. I mean, the troops take care of us. We went out there in January, and there was snow. It looked like I was in Colorado. It freaked me out.
Hmm. How do they grow that good herb over there if it's snowing?
The Afghan Kush, Pedro.
We hit
lots of different terrain.
My producer in the other room is laughing about this. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Luke Rocco beat up on Michael Bisping, the Count, a while back, a fortnight ago. What's he going to do next?
You know, they're talking about him and Machida. They just got to get it signed. But, you know, Luke is right in a very, very good position. He's right in the hunt for the title shot. I think they want to slow play him. They don't want to, you know, give him too fast of a push and you know, have him miss his opportunity. He's a young guy. He's going to be in the mix. And you're looking at, like, a guy like Weidman and Luke Rockhold. They'll be in that top three category, the 185 division, for a long time to come.
You know, Dana White saying that Conor McGregor is going to get a title fight if he wins his next fight. And look at the guy he's fighting the next time out. Dennis Silver's got 9 losses. So I guess it wouldn't be a stretch to say he's going to lose for the 10th time, huh?
He's going to smoke Seaver. It's a giveaway fight for him. And that's fine because they're you know, they understand that McGregor's the money man. And, you know, honestly, when he stepped in there before, and who was the guy that he fought last, and I wasn't sure if he was going to win or not. What's the guy's name? We were both talking about it.
Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier, yes. When he smoked Poirier, that's when I became a McGregor believer. Now, he's definitely going to chew up Seaver, but, you know, I don't think that really catapults him into what's necessary for a title shot. If they wanted to give him a title, you know, this next fight should have been against somebody in the top five if they wanted to make it like that. But McGregor, I think, has a place in that title contention, and everybody's going to tune into that fight, including myself.
Benson Henderson, a former UFC lightweight champion, the man that's got dirty pictures, I think, of everybody because he gets these close calls no matter where he goes. Unless he gets stopped, of course, by Anthony Pettis. Taking on Eddie Alvarez. Alvarez is a former Bellator guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he was great in Bellator. So this is the first time we get to see, not the first time. We saw Hector Lombard come over and really didn't do too well until he dropped to weight class. But now we get to see a guy who is definitely in the right weight class coming into the UFC from Bellator and see how he stacks up.
Is Bellator passing any money out yet? I mean, are they approaching anybody whose contract's about to expire or anything like that?
You know, with Coker behind, he's never been a guy that's been cheap. He pays his fighters. I've talked to a lot of guys in the UFC that are getting ready. You know, they got one or two fights left on their contract, and they don't want to re-sign. They know Coker's running the show now, and they remember how well he treated everybody in Strikeforce, and they're happy to go there.
Wait, you mean when he used to double guys up in the room?
double guys up.
Yeah. That's what guys should do. That Coker's got me sleeping with another guy and he stinks. That's what one fighter told me one time.
Well, I meant paydays. I don't know how he had him in the hotel, but he definitely took care of Thompson, Melendez, guys like that. Anybody that made money for the company definitely got money back.
Okay. Scott Coker now going to go, I think, January the 15th with his first year. I mean, he's going to be in control in 2015. So we're going to get an indication of whether Bellator is going to be a major player or not, probably in about 6 to 8 months, don't you think?
Yeah, that's really the make-or-break point. They've been around for a while. It's not a make-or-break in the sense of their company going out of business. It's just a make-or-break if they're going to be in contention with the UFC. You know, or will they just fade into the shadows and become, you know, like Elite XC was or some of these other shows that we never really considered in contention with the UFC.
Okay. Got about 2 minutes left. We're going to talk legalities, litigation. You and I, we had pushed this around for a long time. We expected some type of lawsuit to come down the pike regarding the monopoly status that a lot of people think the UFC enjoys. And now two lawsuits have come forward. Do you think there's some meat in this or what?
Well, I think so. One of them is my good friend Nate Quarry up in Portland, who was one of the original Team Quest guys. He fought Anderson Silva for the title. People have had legitimate claims against the UFC, but they didn't have the right guys backing them. And I think the difference now in this lawsuit, the class action lawsuit that's been filed, is that they do have some big players from the attorney's side going to bat for them that have handled some pretty major suits in the past and won and have been successful against major companies and corporations. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. I don't think it'll mean much for the fighters, but maybe down the road, you know, for fighters to come in the UFC, it'll help change things and make it a little bit more of an even playing field for fighters as well as owners.
Okay, then Conor McGregor and Seaver fight is going to be January 18th on Fox Sports 1 from Boston, Massachusetts. I guess he's going to draw real well in Boston with that mouth, huh?
Yeah, he will. And there's a strong Irish community there in Boston. So
really?
He's going to have a huge fan following. Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm just kidding. Hey, you know, I remember when remember when Dana was being bothered by that guy, just got convicted of murder and all that kind of good stuff? The guy that ran him out of Boston. What'd they call that guy? Remember they just arrested him and they put him in jail for like the rest? Whitey Bulger. If it wasn't for Whitey, the UFC might not be the UFC.
That's right. It's funny how you look, hindsight's 2020. You look back and you see all the little things that helped bring us to where we are here today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kyle Kingsbury. Check him out on Facebook or Twitter. Kyle, all the best.
Thank you very much, Pedro. Much love to you, buddy.
He is my star when it comes to analyzing the world of mixed martial arts. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody
take care of your business better than you do. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
The guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier. Saw him at the Guitar Center over in Emeryville, California about a month ago. Doing good. Former Tower of Power guitarist, former Jefferson Starship, the Starship guitarist. I mean, that guy's been around, man. What a great guitarist. Good guy, too. Great wife. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. We do our thing for 2 hours, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Myself, the great Zach Attack Young, and Dominic Jimenez, my co-host. We're going to talk 2 hours of sports tonight. We're talking about the biggest a-holes in baseball. We'll talk about the upcoming 2015 playoffs. Of course, some of them taking place today. We'll talk about the results, the upcoming games, where the Super Bowl looks like. As far as we're going to talk a little horse racing, a little trivia, a little NBA, a little Major League Baseball. We're going to cover the gamut, folks. Every sport you can think of outside of girls arm wrestling will be covered tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, 2 hours with myself, Dominic Jimenez, and the great, great, great Zach Attack Young. That's 10 p.m. Pacific time. And of course, we also do a Alchemy Water Combat Sports Update. We talk about the entire, you know, world of combat sports, be it boxing, MMA, a little pro wrestling night as well. Of course, there's a big card happening in Japan tonight. If you have got the internet capabilities or you want to buy it on pay-per-view, you can buy an internet broadcast. But there's a big wrestling pay-per-view coming out of Japan tomorrow or tonight with Jeff Jarrett, the former TNA founder and heavyweight champion, in the main event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts tonight. John Jones, no longer the champion, as Daniel Cormier will take that title from him, unless John Jones could do some Muay Thai boxing as far as bringing them knees and them hands up. Uppercuts are going to win this fight for Jones. Outside of that, he loses. Daniel Cormier, the new light heavyweight champion of the UFC come January 3rd, 2015. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Mighty Tower of Power. Spent some time with my buddy Lenny Williams on the phone. Lenny says all is fine. Of course, Lenny's got the greatest voice in the world. He and Rick Stevens. These are the godfathers of Tower of Power.